From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to its list of state sponsors of terrorism, a move that will result in further financial sanctions and diplomatic pressure over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
Bruce Klingner is a research fellow at the Washington-based Heritage Foundation.
It's designating North Korea for what it really is. It officially reveals the nature of the regime. By not designating North Korea, it was really we were turning a blind eye to the nature of the regime, or we were not enforcing U.S. law.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the designation is really a message to third parties who deal with Pyongyang. He said he still hopes for diplomacy as a way to ease tensions, adding sanctions are taking a toll on the regime. Japan and South Korea responded Tuesday, welcoming the announcement. The North was removed from the terrorism list in 2008 after it appeared to be implementing a nuclear disarmament agreement. Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, faces the prospect of impeachment proceedings Tuesday that could lead to his ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Party Chief Whip Lovemore Matuki said the impeachment motion is moving forward.
Because we have accumulated 230 MPs from ZANU-PF out of about 260, and we already have the numbers to meet the challenge.
The motion criticizes Mr. Mugabe for being a source of instability. This is VOA News. A sound detected Monday in the South Atlantic is not believed to have come from a missing Argentine submarine that disappeared last week with a crew of 44.
Esas señales o ruidos, como le llamamos nosotros, fueron
Argentine Naval Commander Gabriel Galeazzi said those sounds or signals were analyzed with special computer programs and said they did not come from the submarine. The ARA San Juan disappeared after reporting an electrical malfunction last Wednesday. An international search and rescue effort continues. The U.S. Monday announced it will end by July 2019 a special status granted to some 59,000 Haitian immigrants that protect them from deportation. The immigrants received temporary protected status following a 2010 earthquake that devastated the Caribbean nation, killing more than 200,000 people. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she's prepared to lead her Christian Democrats into another round of elections following the collapse of coalition talks Sunday with the pro-business Free Democrats. Ms. Merkel said if new elections are called, then it wouldn't be what the voters asked from us, but then we would accept it. She also indicated new elections are preferable to ruling in a minority government. Ms. Merkel, who was elected to a fourth term as chancellor but in a weakened political state in September, has been unable to forge a coalition with the Free Democrats and leftist Greens Party. Disagreements prevail over immigration. The head of the Syrian opposition High Negotiations Committee resigned his post Monday. Riyad Hijab, a former Syrian prime minister, did not explain the reason to step down after 2 years. He defected to the opposition in 2012 and was a key player in the formation of an umbrella opposition front formed in late 2015. His decision comes ahead of the next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks. In Kenya, more post-election violence. At least two people were reported killed Monday as opposition supporters protested a Supreme Court ruling that upheld last month's presidential election rerun won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said his party does not recognize the government and considers it illegitimate. The court nullified an August election won by Mr. Kenyatta, who is now set to be sworn in for a second term, November 28. After serving 4 years, the chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, announced Monday she'll step down from her post in February to make way for incoming Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, nominated by President Donald Trump. Powell must be confirmed by the Senate. On Wall Street Monday, U.S. stocks gained in the holiday-shortened week, the benchmark Dow Jones rising over 70 points to 23,430. The market will be closed Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.